Hello, and welcome to Education Radio. This is a podcast of the Alamosa School District, and I am your host, Adriana Chapa. I am a mother, a teacher, and your neighbor. Welcome to the 2023-24 school year. Joining me is Assistant Superintendent Dr. Luis Murillo. Welcome, Luis.
Hi, Adriana. I'm ecstatic to be here. I say this every Tuesday, but I truly mean it. Tuesday is the favorite day of the week, and today we have some awesome news and phenomenal guests, so let's get started.
Awesome. So let's get started with our first segment, Happenings at Our Campus.
All right, Adri. There is lots happening at our campuses at Alamosa School District. What I would like to share is the Colorado Department of Education just released what they called the District Performance Frameworks, as well as the School Performance Frameworks. And today, we are celebrating because Alamosa School District is a performing school district.
Woohoo! That is something to celebrate. That is exciting. You know, everyone last year, teachers, students, administrators, everyone worked together to improve student scores. And it's wonderful to hear that it all paid off. And the bottom line, it's about improving student performance, right? So tell us more about this.
Just to put it into context, 182 frameworks were given this school year, and about 70 school systems were in the performing category. So that's about 38% in the state. And we are happy to say that Alamosa School District is part of that top third in the state that is a performing school district.
That is awesome.
It's a huge deal for us.
Good news. That's right. You know, parents, I hope that you'll take some time at home to celebrate with your children because it was their performance that has paid off in, yes, earning Alamosa a higher score, but students are better prepared.
Most definitely. And that's
awesome.
The bottom line, that's what matters the most, that
that's
we are
right.
growing students and that we are preparing them for, you know, whatever the world might be for them.
That's right. All right. So do you want to tell us
yes.
our next part of happening at
yes,
our campus?
Of course. The other big thing happening at our district is the hiring of our first ever Executive Director of Human Resources.
Wow.
We were lucky to be able to recruit a former superintendent, actually to talk her out of retirement or from going into retirement. And she brings years and years of experience in HR, but also just the educational field. We're happy to have with us Dr. Emma Martinez. Welcome to our Moose family.
Welcome, Dr. Martinez. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a Valley native. I grew up in La Jara and attended local schools. I graduated from Adams State University and left Colorado for several years. I was fortunate enough to come back about 7 years ago. And as Dr. Murillo mentioned, I was superintendent of schools before I became executive director of human resources for Alamosa School District.
Well, we are glad you are here. So education is kind of a lifelong thing, right?
Yes.
I think we've both been in this a long time. And good, I'm glad that you decided not to retire and come and join Moose Nation. Awesome.
Thank you.
All right. So, Dr. Martinez, what does an executive director, I mean, cool title, but
right.
what does an executive director?
I want to be executive director.
Right? Yeah, it sounds very important. But what is your job? What does an executive director of human resources do?
Well, as you mentioned, the Human Resource Department is new and a much-needed department for Alamosa School District. The role of the executive director it revolves around various aspects of human resources, including recruitment and selection of staff,
mm-hmm.
fostering positive employee relationships, staying compliant with state and federal laws and policies, and as well as district policies, managing employee benefits, and labor relations.
That is awesome.
That's quite a bit, right?
We talk about working to be the destination district. And what we mean by this is that when a potential candidate looks into our area, the San Luis Valley, to work, Alamosa School District is able to stand out because of the comprehensive package that we offer, plus, you know, our academic scores. So happy to have you on board. My next question is, so you're pretty new to us and pretty new to this role at Alamosa, because I know the role of the superintendent is definitely a gamut of you did it all. But what are your immediate and long-term goals for our district?
Well, my strength as a leader is around systems and organization. So my short-term goal is to build capacity to effectively use technology, all the platforms that are available to us, just to use them mm-hmm. in an effective way. And my long-term goal is ensuring that the district workforce is well-supported and equipped to provide quality education to all the students at Alamosa School District.
Awesome. So we cannot wait. I know you've already started with our systems and how we're training staff. So, again, super excited to have you. This is a question that I mean, you could have retired, right? You worked in different districts. You worked in California. You came back home. Why did you choose us? Why did you choose to be part of the Moose family?
Wow, Dr. Murillo, I've been following your career for a few years, and I read what you and Dr. Jones were trying to accomplish, and I believe that the work you're doing is a very important part of the district's progress, and it's exciting work. I recognize that both you and Dr. Jones began leading this district during a very challenging time and have made some significant progress. It's evident in the newly released frameworks, right? So who doesn't want to be part of a winning team?
Yep.
So you moved over because originally you grew up in La Jara, right?
I grew up in La Jara.
So did you see Alamosa as like a rival when you were in school?
No, we were not in the same bracket because we were a much smaller school district at that time. But I went to Adams State, so I did my student teaching here, and I did my I substitute taught for a number of years.
So you're comfortable with Alamosa.
Yeah, I'm
Alamosa.
Connected.
Awesome. Okay. Well, as we make changes, you know, as a teacher, I am starting to experience these changes. I mean, just today I went through some training on using, you know, all of our systems. And so this was a new one, you know, where we could access student data. Mm-hmm. And so it's really cool because as I sit between administrators here today, right, well, I'm experiencing it all. So it's not like a long, you know, something that's going to happen way in the future. It's things that are in place and they were ready for us as we started the new school year.
That's right.
So thanks to both of you.
Yeah, that's just one of the systems that Dr. Martinez has been working on. And, you know, there's some other work that she's doing in the background before we, you know, release to staff. So just really excited to be able to ultimately offer a better service to our staff and to our families and to everyone involved.
Excellent. Well, thank you for joining us. Any last words?
No, thank you very much.
All right. Well, I know that you'll be back with us at some point this year, and we look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you.
All right, well, let's move on to our next segment, Celebrate. In this segment, we will celebrate and get to know some of our many amazing students and staff.
Adri, we have the pleasure of serving about 2,100 students at Alamosa School District. Each one of our students is unique and special.
Absolutely.
Today, I have the pleasure of having one of those very unique and special students with us. I learned that she is a junior at Alamosa High School. She is one of our student athletes, and she also serves on our UDLT. That's where I met her just yesterday.
Excellent.
So I am thrilled to introduce Brindy Gallegos. Welcome.
Welcome to Radio Education, Brindy. Now, I have to add that not only is Brindy a student athlete, she can act, sing, and she can dance. In middle school, Brindy played Moana in the musical we presented at OMS. So she's a well-rounded student who's talented in many, many different areas. And that is, she's just an exceptional young woman. So Brindy, I had to brag about you a little bit, but I want you to tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm Brindy. I'm a junior at Alamosa High School. I'm also the student body vice president at Alamosa High School, so that is very fun. I'm the oldest of three kids, and I really enjoy going to school.
All righty.
You don't hear that very often, do you? I enjoy going to school.
I'm glad to hear that.
Right?
All right, Brindy. So it's been a little while since I've last attended high school. So I'm interested to hear, what is your day-to-day like? What's it like to be a junior at Alamosa High School?
Yeah, well, being an athlete and a student is very difficult sometimes. So the early mornings and late nights, It's usually I'm up about 6 o'clock and going to school by 7, going through our day, usually just thinking about volleyball at the end of the day, getting ready for practice and getting in that mindset. And then once the day's over, we're practicing and then we're going to team chow or getting ready for our game that's the next day. So it's really fun and exciting to just be a part of that family and a part of that team.
Long day, sounds like.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you being here because I know that you have to run to practice right after this. So tell us, what's your favorite thing about Alamosa High School?
My favorite part about high school is that we have a different select of classes and what we want to take. So it's very adverse. And if I want to take college classes, I could take college classes without having to pay for them later on. Mm-hmm. Or I can lift so I don't have to lift before practice. It's just very including to everyone. And I really appreciate all of my teachers and everything that everyone does for us.
I'm sure they appreciate you too.
Absolutely.
So you talked about being able to take concurrent classes.
Mm-hmm.
You're a junior, so your senior year is going to be, it's right around the corner, and then before you know it, you're off. What are your plans after high school?
After high school, I definitely want to go to college and study medicine. In my plan, I really want to move out to Texas. Baylor's like my dream school, so that's where I want to go. So yeah, definitely, maybe I'll stay in the Valley and finish like my little classes, but that's mm-hmm. definitely the dream.
Yeah, your undergrad stuff. And I know Adri is from Texas.
Yes, I am, so I'm thrilled to hear that. And of course, you know, major respect for Baylor, you know, the university. You know, they're known for their quality education, so you go for it.
All right, so around here we talk about being Mean Moose and Mean Moose family. And I know that it's the same sentiment is felt at the high school. I mean, you see it in their videos, celebrations. What does it mean to be a Mean Moose and be a part of the Moose family?
That's a great question. Being a Mean Moose to me is carrying on a legacy that many have worked so hard for Alamosa, just to not be known as a little school, but competitive and so much more than we really are. Our school could be known from academics to clubs to sports. The Moose family is like a community, and it really brings together everyone no matter who you are.
Yeah, and it sounds like you definitely embody that. The three A's, I call them, the academics, the athletics, and the arts.
And the arts, that's right.
All right, you're a junior. If you could go back to when you were just a little kid in elementary or even younger, what is one piece of advice you would give your younger self?
I would definitely tell my younger self to just be more ambitious and do what you want and don't listen to anybody, because ultimately you're the one living your life and you can do what you want with it once you grow up.
That's a great piece of advice. We only have one life, right?
That's right. And it makes for a stronger person because there's always negative feedback, right? But to recognize it and move on and go, well, great, that's your opinion, but I know what I can do. And good for you. You hang on to that, and you just go for those dreams, sweetie. All right. Well, thanks for joining us. And I know that this is not the last of what we're going to hear about Brindy, because, you know, you're what I call one of those warrior winners, and you're going to go on and you're going to fight for everything that you can accomplish. And so kudos to you. We know that you will accomplish what you set your mind to, and to your family as well, that have instilled that confidence in you. And, you know, and you recognize that you're going on. You're moving on to school. So good for you. And, you know, I love that you're taking college classes already. And, you know, Louise, I really want to come back and talk to that even more, so that parents of our younger kids understand mm-hmm. everything that Alamosa High School has to offer for them, so that what classes are you taking right now? What college classes are you taking?
Well, I'm enrolled in a lot of AP classes, so okay. I don't know if that really counts. Mm-hmm. But
yes,
I'm also
do.
Taking college algebra and trigonometry.
Great.
Wow.
One of the things I've heard is the school district pays for them.
Yes.
As long as you pass, right?
Yeah.
So that's a big plus.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to hearing all about your successes, sweetie, the rest of this year and next year and then on in life. All right.
Thank you guys
for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, let's move on to our next segment, Senior Moment. So this is the segment where we pass on important information that seniors, junior seniors, and parents, just to keep you informed of what's coming up next. So tell us about it, Luis.
That's right. I got a chance to check in with our high school counselors, and I said, hey, what should our listeners, our seniors, our parents know about? And I have a bunch of bullet points in front of me. One of them is free college application days for Colorado colleges, October 17th through the 19th. The other thing is SAT is offered at Alamosa High School on October 11th. Also, the PSAT and the NMSQT, which is the National Merit Scholarship Qualifying Test, is being offered on October 24th. The other thing that, you know, we can talk about here or during upcoming events is October 2nd and 5th, our parent-teacher conferences, and this is a chance where definitely parents can talk to school counselors and teachers about the standing of their students. And there's more. October 5th, College Night for Seniors and Parents. So this is going to be a workshop to help parents of seniors navigate the next few months because, you know, as we talked, there's a lot going on with college applications, essays, community service, and so on. And then I have two more. FAFSA opens on December 20th. And this is a change because in the past it's opened in October.
Okay.
And then lastly, the high school team, the high school counseling team asked me to remind students and parents to sign up for the AHS Scholarship Team app to stay updated on scholarships available. So there's a whole bunch of things.
Absolutely. And so there's a lot of information for everyone. And on this podcast, we'll continue to remind you of these dates as they approach and provide you with helpful information along the way. So remember, sign up for that SAT if you haven't done so already and look for that AHS Scholarship Team app where you can, you know, get those reminders of what needs to be happening. I love that we offer these tests at the high school and also the college night on October 5th for seniors and parents. So come on down where you can get more information.
That's right.
All right. Well, excellent. Well, now we're going to move on to the last segment. Upcoming events. All right, Luis, what do we have coming up?
Well, I guess the first thing that's coming up is a chance to engage in fifth day programming this upcoming Friday.
That's right.
People can still sign up. They can still show up. We will not turn anyone away. And then reminder that we will be closed on Monday for Labor Day.
So we have a four-day weekend.
Four-day weekend. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Mini trip. There's also some things going on with sports. This Friday, we have some sporting events happening. Cross country is at Whitefield. Golf, and I'm talking high school, is at Rye High School. And our football team is at home against Gunnison.
That's right. And at the middle school, there are all kinds of teams practicing after school. And I know they are auditioning for the musical for the fall there at OMS with Theater O. And those auditions are happening right now. But if your child is interested, there might still be time for them to join up. Well, that does it for today's episode of Education Radio. Parents and neighbors, thank you for joining us. Education Radio is a podcast by the Alamosa School District. Podcasts are available in both English and Spanish and are a click away on our district page. Remember, parents, that a good education is key to your child's success and provides your child with a life of options. Until next time.
Alamosa School District. Students today, leaders tomorrow.